Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We're hawking Cowboys Twitter right now, just waiting for anything to drop. Right before the show, Jane Slater told us Mike and Jerry are meeting. We've heard so far no indication that Jerry Jones is going to give the Bears permission to chat with Mike McCarthy. They have requested permission so far this afternoon. It'll be real awkward if, you know, they meet and Jerry doesn't want to do a new deal, but at the same time doesn't want to give him permission to chat with the Bears. That would be, very interesting, and we'll look forward to tracking that story with you. But at the same time, we're now getting ready for the NFL draft, and the Cowboys.com folks, they have their draft show, their coverage led by Brian Broaddus, starting tomorrow. And of course, throughout the GBAG Nation here over the next 4 months, we'll be, you know, covering this story quite extensively. Question for you on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Leave your name and city you're texting from. Which college star do you most want to see in a Cowboys uniform next season? And I tell you, it's really exciting. Like, just bring up Dane Brugler's player rankings, like he updates his top 50 or top mm-hmm. 100 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I really only care about like prospects about 7 through 12 or 7 through 15. I mean, you have the linebacker at Georgia, Jalen Walker.
Yep.
You have the edge at Georgia, Michael Williams. You have Mason Graham, the big defensive tackle at Michigan. Luther Burden III, the wide receiver at Missouri. The offensive tackle at LSU, Will Campbell, is there. Then you're back with another edge player, James Pierce from Tennessee, 6'4", 245. Loveland, the tight end at Michigan. I don't think they'd go back to the tight end.
No, I don't think they would either.
I hope not.
And then, you know, the defensive tackle at Oregon, Derek Harmon. So, I mean, just the players at positions. Obviously, this Cowboys team needs a lot, but those are real premium positions to be looking at. And the opportunity to add one that could massively impact next year. Like, you look at the step back that the Cowboys took this year, I think a lot of that is due to the, you know, it's a pretty big swing and miss on Mozzie Smith, and we'll see with Tyler Guyton. But you've got nothing as far as making a winning impact from two first-rounders in a row. This one is crucial if you have any hopes of getting back into contention, that you have a guy next year that can be on the all-rookie team at the very least.
Yeah, especially in the top half of the first round. You've got to make sure you get a guy now. You don't have the excuse of, okay, well, we're picking in the late 20s. And I understand this year's draft, from what I've seen, is nowhere near the talent when it comes to just like surefire, you feel gems at the top. You're kind of having to navigate a little bit of minefields here mm-hmm. where it's like, man, this guy's got a wart, this guy I like, but there's this, there's that. There's not anybody that, like a blue chipper. The guys at the top, like Abdul Carter out of Penn State, I'd put in that category for me. But otherwise, I think you're going to be played out of like the Travis Hunters of the world. So Gentee is going to be the sexy guy that gets mocked there at 12.
He'll be the cleanest player. I think he'll be the cleanest one when it comes to the character, injury history. Now we'll see about it. How much do we care about the number of carries?
Yeah.
That's something. If you know
374.
If you know you're taking a running back, you're probably going to have him for that one cycle. We'll see what happens. But those 4 or 5 years that he plays for you, I think you're going to get a player that's very similar to what Bijan Robinson is, what we started to see from him lately with the Atlanta Falcons and that type. maybe even better. I think he's a better player than Bijan Robinson myself. And I absolutely loved Bijan Robinson.
That's high praise, yeah, absolutely.
There's going to be a couple of players in this first round that are going to have really, really high talent. Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State, could be the best tackle in the draft. He's got a knee injury. Mm-hmm. Ravel, the corner from East Carolina, could have been the best corner in the draft. He has a knee injury. So, you know, there's going to be a couple. Where are these teams going to put these players? I think there's a lot of questions about these offensive tackles. This group is not as cut and dry as we've seen in the past. You know, if you're saying, we need an offensive tackle. Okay, yeah, best one likely is Simmons. He's hurt. Campbell, some inconsistency there. People think maybe he needs to play guard. He's a kid from LSU, you know. Banks, the offensive tackle from Texas. Great matchup this week, by the way. Ohio State's got some rushers that are, you know, with Sawyer and those guys that are going to be able to compete against Banks. So, you know, Banks and those guys are going to have their hand, Campbell, and those guys are going to have their hands, you know, full with and it'll be really, really good matchups for them.
So you're saying it's just not a clear picture at 12 for one reason or another, inconsistent player injury, that Genty will by far be that blinking light, like, hey, here's your guy that's actually for sure going to be a good player. I would come back and say, wouldn't taking a risk on a higher premium position be the better team building move, considering you have Rico Dowdle? Like, how much more production is Genty going to give you than 4.7 yards per attempt with this offensive line?
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I kind of feel like we have decent running game pretty banked right now, and I want to address other needs on the team. Is there too big of a fall off on the score?
Well, then you're standing at the table, you got the dice in your hands, and you're rolling that, and you're hoping, because to me, there's some players, like, I'm going to give you an example. McMillan, and help me here too, Zach, if you would.
McMillan's outstanding.
From Arizona.
Yeah.
Burden, wide receiver, Missouri. He could definitely help you.
Egbuka.
But Egbuka, Ohio State, could definitely help you right there. So those are the wide receivers. We talked about Banks at Texas. Would you play him at guard? Would you play him at right guard? That's a possibility as well. We take Genty out of the mix. I'm a little bit of that. I'm not sure so much about Mikel Williams from Georgia. Beautiful looking player, 6'5", 265. Does he play like a guy that's going to be the 12th overall pick? I don't know, Zach.
I think he's a good run defender. Yeah. To me, I don't always see what you need to for a top 12 pick when it comes to pass rushing upside.
Okay.
But then you've got the polar opposite with, like, Pierce from Tennessee.
Yeah. Who really rushes the passer, but does nothing against the run.
He can get completely blown off the football.
Yeah. And I think Walker, Walker is an edge.
I like
Jalen Walker. Who plays as a linebacker.
I'd be in on Walker at 12 from Georgia. Like, that would be a premium guy that, and hey, you think, I like him just as an edge player.
I'm going the
Micah Parsons route with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And he even wears number 11.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays, he's that kind of guy. I'd love to have an opportunity to draft Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan, at 12. I think so. There's probably three or four guys there, and maybe those guys are going to go a little bit higher because of the uncertainty of the other people are trying their best in that top 10 not to take huge risks.
Well, let me ask you this about Genty, because you're right, Zach. He is the hot pick in the mock drafts. I mean, I had to go searching for a mock that didn't have Ashton Genty being the Cowboys pick at 12. You know, with the conclusion of yesterday's game, a lot of mock drafts populated. But do you feel like the Cowboys are a star running back away from getting back into contention? Like, what kind of an impact does that have on your team? Because if not, then I think you should, you know, invest in other pieces of the infrastructure of this roster.
Genty will help you in your red zone offense, I mean, Rico, I think the Cowboys were second worst in rushing touchdowns this year. I think the only team that was worse was Cleveland, which is somewhat surprising. But the Cowboys, I think, had, what, six, like, total rushing touchdowns? They weren't able to get into the end zone. Like, Rico did not score touchdowns this year. That was something that Zeke was amazing at during those first few years.
Even when he went bad, he was still good at getting in the end zone. Yeah.
And Gentry's one of these guys, even against Oregon and Penn State. I know you want to say, okay, well, the level of competition. Look at the missed tackles forced. He's not a back that has to have an elite offensive line to be productive. So I'm with you, especially in this class. If you look at which position group stretches the most, it might very well be running back. But if I want to get a plug-and-play difference maker at 12 and I don't want to stress about it, Gentry is probably the safest bet you can get. And yes, I think this team specifically, based on having the quarterback in Dak Prescott, needs an established running game to help him.
Yeah,
especially with the health questions moving forward.
If the offensive line is going to struggle in certain times, this guy makes people miss. Now, we'll say, okay, well, can he make NFL guys miss? Yeah, I've seen Bijan Robinson, similar type of running style, make people in NFL miss. So to me, I look at it as that clean player that could come in and help you right now, I think he can be a difference maker. These other ones that I'm looking at, I think there's some really good players. I don't know how they come in and immediately change your game. That's what I worry about right now.
Yeah, and with the offensive line, I wouldn't mind a tackle who might have to play guard for a while, because I don't know what the situation is with Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton. You know, if one of those guys has a tremendous amount of talent and the biggest concern is he might have to play guard, I think that's the guy that I want. I don't see you guys talking about any centers, though, right?
Haven't seen his first-round center
might
yet.
Be second-round work.
Yeah, not in the first round. And another name that I want to throw out there is Jahdae Barron out of Texas. I mean,
I have him as a first-round grade. Yeah, I have a first-round grade on him. I actually like him better, the Texas corner, better than Will Johnson, the Michigan corner. Yeah.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. An absolutely massive day of NFL news, though, as teams start to sort out their coaching situations. And the Cowboys is always a big focus of that. So if anything happens there, we will break in with the latest update. But in addition to the finest up next, well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Could this end up being a Dallas Cowboy? Micah Parsons already on the recruiting trail. We'll get to that plus your latest coaching news.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.